When they were both in their 30s, with wives and kids and homes, Dan and John Moshishek would meet at an outdoor basketball court for games of one-on-one.
Those games were tight. I mean, I wouldn't say there was a clear winner in that. I mean, he'd win, I'd win.
John Moshishek was Dan's older brother, just a year and a half apart and always close. Both brothers were jazz musicians, horn players, John playing trombone, Dan on trumpet.
Dan was intense. I mean, throughout high school and stuff, he was way more into music and was dedicated to practicing and moving that forward. I remember that, you know, a lot of times we'd go, hey, we're going to a movie, you want to come? Nah, I'm going to practice.
Dan grew up to be a beloved music teacher, who kids called Mr. Mose. But then things went south. As he got older, Dan Moshishek struggled with mental health problems. Eventually, he lost his job and started getting into legal trouble, mostly for traffic offenses, repeatedly driving without a valid license, one time refusing to stop for police. According to police interviews, Dan Moshishek was in an especially low place in January of 2010, when Franklin Park police officer Joseph Galino noticed him driving erratically and tried to pull him over.
I'm trying to stop this vehicle. He's driving very slow, but all over the lanes. He's not stopping.
This was the start of a police chase at 15 miles per hour. According to police and court records, Moshishek was swerving between lanes and behaving erratically, punching his car ceiling and turning his rearview mirror as if it was the car's steering wheel, while the cops followed with lights and sirens.
He continued to go on, flipping the police off the entire time as he was driving, driving up and down the lanes.
That's another officer who joined in the slow speed chase, Franklin Park Police Sergeant Fred Deedy. The audio is from a deposition obtained by WBEZ. A little more than 10 minutes in, Galino, the officer who tried to make the initial stop, is ordered to run Moshishek off the road and up onto a snow-covered curb. Sergeant Deedy told a lawyer in his deposition that after Moshishek is run off the road, he jumps out of his squad car and runs to the driver's side window.
To break the window and extricate him from the vehicle.
Would that been something that you were instructed to do?
No, that was what a reasonable person would do.
Deedy says it takes him only a few seconds to get to the driver's side, and when he gets there, he takes out his baton and starts hitting the window. He strikes the glass twice, but before he can hit it a third time, Officer Galino, the one who ran Moshishek off the road, starts shooting from inside his squad car.
I went to go strike the window again with my baton, and when I went to go hit it, the window exploded in my face. I thought, oh my God, he just shot me. But I was going through my head, I didn't see a gun, so, you know, maybe I missed it.
Officer Galino fires two shots. He shoots through the glass of his own driver's side window. One of Galino's bullets goes through the back of Moshishek's neck and out through his mouth. One bullet, perhaps the same one, shatters the driver's side window and hits Deedy in the hand. Galino's shot set off a round of firing by two other officers at the scene. And because Deedy is so close to the driver's side window, he's right in the line of fire.
I can't say who shot or where they were or what was going on, but I can tell you that I saw the report or the flash come out. I heard bullets whiz by my head. I then looked down at my hand, and my finger, my right index finger, was missing. At that point, I got on the radio and said, I've been shot.
I mean, by definition, you've got bad tactics then. I mean, you should not be shooting with another officer or an innocent civilian in the background.
Peter Moskos is a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He also spent 2 years as a Baltimore cop. He doesn't think the shooting of Daniel Moshishek stands out as particularly egregious. He's hesitant to second-guess cops in a hectic situation. But what did stand out to him is the complete lack of an internal review of this messy shooting. A shooting that started as a 15-mile-per-hour police chase with an unarmed man in clear mental distress. An incident that escalated when police decided to ram him off the road and ended with a dead citizen with no weapon and an officer shot by another cop. Even with all that, the Franklin Park Police Department did not do a review of the incident. There's no evidence of any effort to figure out what went wrong or what could have been done differently.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be common sense? And so we just don't know because there's no account.
As WBEZ and the Better Government Association have found, in the Cook County suburbs, there are almost never administrative reviews after police shootings. That means there's no accountability and no effort to learn from mistakes and improve training or policies. That doesn't sit well with Dan's brother, John Moshishek.
I would like to see the parties punished, or at the very least, I would like to have an apology. I think that was a massive mistake, that he probably didn't even intend to do it. And if he had to go back in time and do it, I think he would find another way.
That sounds like you are almost sympathetic toward him.
No, I'm not. He's going through, to the best of my knowledge, and leading his life with his family as if nothing happened. He's still on the payroll, getting his annual raises and his health insurance and his 401k, and my brother's gone. I don't find him a sympathetic figure at all.
The Franklin Park Police Chief, Galino, and Didi all refused to talk with us for this story. Didi is on disability, working as a civilian evidence tech. There are no records showing Galino got any additional training after the shooting. He remains a Franklin Park police officer. I'm Patrick Smith.